The three most important letters in sports. Even better than those.
TVV.
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 It's Fox 6 sports director Tim Van Voren on Homer and Tony. Tim Van Voren is brought to you by Mars Cheese Castle, a Wisconsin landmark that you need to experience off I-94 in Kenosha. Meats, cheeses, bakery, bar, and restaurant all under one roof. Learn more at MarsCheese.com.
Tim Van Voren, Fox 6 Sports. We don't have enough time. We need at least 2 hours to address all the different topics for TVV. Three-time Wisconsin Sportscaster of the Year Hall of Fame wingman. TVV, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to both of you. Pleasure to be on with both of you.
TVV, you picked a good day to be on, brother.
That's right. We're going to start with the Brewers, and they have not confirmed it, but the Red Sox or the Boston Globe and even the JBJ's wife said hello to the Brewers. I think it's a fabulous decision. $24 million over 2 years. JBJ can opt out after 1 year, which I think he will if he has a great year. I believe JBJ will play more games in the outfield than anybody else, including Lorenzo Cain. What do you say? You want to join that club, TVV?
Nope. Yelich beats him.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Yelich. Yeah. All right. I take that back. Other than Yelich, JBJ will play the most games in the outfield, more than Kane and more than Garcia.
I will agree with you there. Yeah. I think that definitely manifests itself. I like the signing as well, and I would also, like you, think it's probably a one-year, make-good-for-all-parties type deal. If things go incredibly south, if Bradley has some protection, he can come back on a second year. But if he has a good year, he moves on, the Brewers take his contributions, and everybody goes forward.
I hope, this sounds weird, I hope he leaves after 1 year.
What?
Yes.
Why?
Explain to the Hall of Famer why it is good to hope that he leaves after 1 year.
Because then he will have played himself into a position where he's worth more than $11 million for the next season, which is what the contract reportedly would pay him from the Brewers. So you hope he has a monster year. He can opt out and do better on the open market. And that would also dovetail then with hoping that the climate for spending is up in Major League Baseball at that time as well.
Because the issue about Bradley is hitting.
So you just want him to do well for your team next year.
Yeah. If he hits well like he did last year, I mean, that's been the issue. He's always been a great fielder, and his hitting's average. But last year he was outstanding, much better than average.
You would hope it works out better than Brock Holt from the Red Sox to the Brewers.
Well, that was tough. Any other thought on JBJ? I didn't follow it that closely. The premise was the Brewers have done more than you thought they could with the amount of money they had, but I don't know that anybody knows exactly how much money they had. Have you been surprised by what the Brewers have done?
Yes. And I don't have any idea about the actual money, but they have signed two high-profile players, and I didn't see that coming into this offseason at all. Colton Wong, Jackie Bradley Jr., those are both high-profile major league players. That's an absolute surprise to me. The year they got Yelich and Kane right together, one was a signing, one was a trade. But otherwise, I don't recall this happening very often in recent Brewer history.
And I would add what's different is I think both start with defense.
Yes.
Which I don't know that they've ever done that before, right?
It is a reversal of what they seem to have been emphasizing. Not that they, didn't care about defense, but just a year ago, Keston Hiura was the starting second baseman, and they all knew what Keston Hiura was about as a baseball player. He's a hitter. He's a hitter. So they were minimizing it last year at a relatively important position. Now you go out and sign Colton Wong, you certainly take it a different way. Ryan Braun was a starting outfielder. Well, not a terrible outfielder, but Jackie Bradley Jr. is a significant defensive upgrade over that. He's much younger, for one thing, but he's a defensive guy. So they have publicly, at least, or through the way their moves have played out, flipped a little bit in what they've emphasized.
Yeah, I think it's pitching and defense. Doesn't mean that the ball is going to be different, and My assumption is they can do that because they have the pitchers and don't have to pay a ton for them, and who knows how long that'll last. Do you buy into it? Now, of course, you did not agree with my, and I did make the $300 investment on the Brewers winning the division. Does this change? Are you willing to join my club or get closer to my club in the Brewers winning the division?
Closer to your club, Homer. That's a position I'm very comfortable being in. Not all the way in, not right. both feet right. to a Homer club, right. but closer.
And would you be willing, as I am considering, that if I bet 100, I win 160 for the Brewers making the playoffs, not winning the division, just making the playoffs? Are you in the club
that.
Yet of them making the playoffs or still
yeah,
short of that?
I feel better about that. Obviously, yeah, I don't know as much as I should probably about the other.
But you're not
season,
saying
actually.
They'll make the. You're not yet. You're not ready to say they're going to make the playoffs.
Okay, I'll give you a play. I'll give you the playoffs somewhere.
You're going to make the playoffs. That is a. I would say significant change over last week. Or am
they
I?
They find a way to do it.
All right,
Homer. They find a way to do it. They generally do. I suspect with pitching and defense and some regression to the norm offensively, they should do that as well. I'm counting on Travis Shaw, I guess, being their third baseman. If he has a real quiet spring, what's his opt out date or buy, you know, they have to buy him out early March. They have to make a decision pretty quickly on him. I think it's middle of March on him.
Yeah.
So they might still have a hole at third base as this all goes forward, and that would be something they'd have to overcome. But if Shaw bounces back, great. That's another, you know, not a high profile player at this stage of his career, but he's certainly worth that risk, financial risk.
We move on, unless Tony, you have a question you want to pose to TVV about aliens or UFOs.
I thought that's where you were moving to. Baker Mayfield.
Yes,
and his wife said
Baker
they saw
Mayfield and his wife say they witnessed
UFO.
A real life UFO while driving home from dinner. I do not believe they saw a UFO. TVV?
But he acknowledges the possibility
sure.
of the existence of
yeah.
them.
Yeah, I just think just if there are
Baker
UFOs, I think it's I don't believe Aaron Rodgers saw a UFO. If there are UFOs, I don't think they're going to be the first ones to see it. I think you would have to believe that there are a lot of UFOs out there to believe that they saw it. But I can't speak for TVV. TVV, where are you on UFOs? In this instance,
and did Baker Mayfield and Rodgers see one?
Yeah.
Well, doesn't weird stuff always seem to happen to a Cleveland quarterback? You know, certain things that just go with certain positions. So that's my first and foremost note.
Good point.
It's always unusual, but Mayfield, Manziel, go on all the way back. It's strange at that spot. Mm. I'll say they did. Sure, I'll say that. They both thought that Mayfield, his wife, and Ryder, so all three of them certainly thought that they saw
yes.
something, and I will give them the benefit of the doubt to say that, yes, they did.
So you do believe there are
yes.
UFOs.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm on that. I don't understand why Homer can't, if he believes in them, TVV, can you understand why he can't believe that they may have seen one?
Yeah. Well, that's a question.
Doesn't make sense,
many.
Does it?
Do you believe there are aliens?
Aliens
yeah.
that what are on the Earth or could
well, no,
come
that
to the
have
Earth
come
or?
To us. I guess if you believe in UFOs, then you have to believe in aliens.
Sure,
it?
I guess that's right.
Yeah, you
that's
can't true. Have one without well, the other.
I haven't given it a great deal of thought, but I am not close.
What do you mean?
That.
You haven't been pondering this for years?
I know there are all those paranormal shows and everything on TV. That's not my genre, but I'll go with yes. Yes, they exist.
Very good.
Now we can move on to the Bucks and the Packers, round two. Yes, aliens made round one. UFOs and aliens made round one. TVV, round two next. Yes, I tell people about Fisco because you'll like me more. You go to Fisco Auto Body. It's not what they do. It's who they are. It's a family business. In 1931, they take care of everything. You've got your auto body thing taken care of. They'll do it. They're the best. Forest Home in Franklin. And then when you go there, as people have Homer, that place is great. Fisco, they did everything. They always say, we'll take care of it. They can take care of everything. I can't ask them anything they can't take care of. That's when you've been doing it since 1931. The only problem, remember the name. Fisco, Fisco, Fisco.
Miss any part of today's episode of Homer and Tony? Check it out on WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Tim Van Vorn, Fox 6 Sports. We get to the Green Bay Packers and what's going to happen and what about the cap and who's going to be on the team? What are they going to do with Aaron Jones? What?
There's only one question about the Packers.
Oh, it's good. We get to the defensive coordinator.
Yes.
Sorry, that's good.
What the heck? Kind of hire was that?
There we go. Yeah, that's I was going to work my way into that.
You stunk the last two places you were at.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But hey,
the only job,
come on over.
The only two places
you're
you've
my
had,
buddy.
The only two places you've had is defensive coordinator. He had other jobs, but he's been defensive coordinator twice.
Well, that's what we hired you for, defensive
correct.
Coordinator.
And but yeah,
and you stunk.
All right, take it away, TVV. Answer the question of the Hall of Famer.
Tony's coming from an open-minded position, I can tell.
Yes, I am.
I think I mentioned with you guys before, I would attribute it to fit. Matt LaFleur, obviously sees himself and Joe Barry fitting on the same staff. They had a very cohesive staff, have had a very cohesive staff in Green Bay the last couple of seasons. I think that even the pandemic, they thought that was a real advantage for them. He's an interesting communicator. I thought he was very effective at his press conference the other day, his introductory press conference. And Matt LaFleur has hired well so far.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think
nice.
I think
what do you say to that? He has hired well to this point.
What does that mean, TVV? He hasn't made a mistake?
I don't know about that.
Oh,
but
okay.
I think that they have they feel very good about the people they have put in place there in Green Bay, and they've had a lot of success. So they attribute it in great part to that staff working together.
All right, offensive line coach would be there. Let's go through the list of the hires.
I just blew it.
Well, I don't think that gives him a pass. I think that he gets the benefit of the doubt based on his track record of hires.
Nice. That's the only it's the best positive you can come up with. His resume is horrible.
No,
yeah.
They're friends. That's it. That's as far as it goes. They're friends.
You don't get. He doesn't. I can't convince Tony.
If TVV, you needed a reporter, and you talked to my last two jobs, and they fired me because I was terrible. After a week, are you about to hire me? Because I convinced you in a meeting that hey. Yeah, I took some lumps.
He worked with him, too.
I took some lumps, in my last two jobs. I learned some things, so I'm going to be better going forward.
You got some scars?
I got some scars. Yeah, that's the word. I got some scars from my last two jobs. Yeah, I was terrible there, but I'm going to be great going forward.
If LaFleur never worked with him, he wouldn't have hired him. You agree with that? No way.
I do, and I expressed when he did hire him in Green Bay, while still saying what I say about this fit thing, and I think he gets the benefit of the doubt, there would have been zero blowback if he hires Chris Harris or he hires Ejiro Evero. Those are young, progressive, up-and-coming hires that he could have hired 100%, no negative feedback on that at all, and didn't. So because of that, I think you say he obviously believes in Joe Barry, and he gets the benefit of the doubt on Joe Barry. Okay. But if it's wrong, this is an absolute sitting duck in terms of second guessing, because people would say, how did you miss all the signs? How did you miss the signs of his performance in his previous
game? No, why did you ignore the signs? You didn't miss them.
Better choice of words.
Yeah.
Better choice of words.
Well, here's
how did you overlook those?
Here's the question. What's the standard by which to determine that? And I've mentioned that I go by points given up, and the 2 years under Pettine, 22nd, then 9th, and then 13th. What's fair to determine whether or not the hire was justified? So if they're 10th in points given up, does that mean he messed up? That's the question. Not everybody knows he's been horrible, but what's good enough to say it was a good hire?
Well, Homer, I remember asking the question, how can you say his resume is better than Mike Pettine's? You can't.
No, you can't.
You cannot say that he has a better resume.
Yeah, Mike Pettine is top 10 Pettine, and Barry is top 30 Pettine. Or top 30 Barry, right?
I mean, and you could say he's more experienced than the other two guys I just mentioned, or some other younger guys.
Right.
And you don't want to give up a year of them learning on the job. But you know, LaFleur didn't go for the automatic quick fix of Wade Phillips either. So I don't know how you view it other than it's a fit, and mm-hmm. he doesn't want a year of growing on the job.
It takes. Is it fair to say, Tony? Go ahead.
I'm having problems with the term fit. What exactly fits?
I think that they are very consensus driven on that staff. They work really all together on things that they're doing, and LaFleur subscribes to that theory. I assume it's been what he's grown up with from his earliest days as a football player and then as a coach. And I think he looks at that ability to interact as a very high priority. And again, I think it was particularly heightened by the fact that these guys were all kind of isolated and hunkering down, and you couldn't deal with anybody else in the past year. All they had was each other. You'd see them walking to practice. You'd see them walking back to practice. Always together. Just the staff. That's all you can have. So I think he views that as even more important than maybe he did prior to this past season. I'm not saying it's going to work out. I'm not trumpeting Joe Barry. And I am also saying it's easy. It will be a huge stain on LaFleur's resume if he got it.
No, this is huge guts. This is stones to do this.
Yep.
Because now I did want to make sure I have this right. They were together in Washington, right? LaFleur and Bear, is that right?
I think they're together with the Rams.
Oh, okay.
Rams.
All right. Because my thought was is that he knows of the problems that he's had before. He can't hide from it, but he likes him so much that he's willing to give him a third chance at the one job that he's been a total failure at. And yes, if he fails, it could cost LaFleur his job,
and he didn't have to
make that risk. He didn't have to take that risk. This is the gutsiest thing that LaFleur's ever done as coach of the Packers.
Very worried right now.
I know. Would you agree with that? This is the gutsiest thing that he's done.
I think that's a good call, Homer. Yep, I think that's a good call. And
I think we can finish.
If it works out,
yeah.
I mean, that's capital on his side of the reservoir.
Oh, it's brilliant. If it works out, if they win a Super Bowl with him as defensive coordinator, this will go down as the gutsiest, most brilliant thing that a Packer head coach has done in hiring a coordinator in I don't know how many years. You'll have to do the research on that, TVV.
Yeah, that'd be great. I agree with you.
Nobody this bad has been hired ever.
And as you said, Homer, and Tony, you've pointed to the same thing. He had other options.
Yes.
He had other options that would have, not engendered any of this flack. I do think, again, benefit of the doubt, and I also think Barry made a very good impression the other day. Doesn't matter. It's the introductory press conference in March, end of February, early March, whatever. But after listening to him, I thought you could say, I heard so much about him being positive and energetic and a great communicator. I see where that's coming from.
Yeah. TVV. Outstanding.
Thank you.
You guys are the best.
Well, look out for those aliens, buddy.
Don't worry about any dinosaurs. They show up, they're going down.
No problem.
We're kicking
Homer's
their butt.
Take care of the
dinosaurs. We didn't even get to that point. Thanks, TVV, the best.
See you guys.
Pat Baldwin, an incredible comeback, like the Titanic coming back next.